magnify.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be magnified. Be magnified. Oh, be magnified. In the temple.
Be magnified.
Raise your hand.
Oh, be magnified.
Minister to him. Tell him, be magnified. Your name is Jesus. Begin to speak to your situation. Say, Lord, be magnified above what the doctors have said. Be glorified above what circumstances is telling me. Be magnified. Are you praying or murmuring? Do you understand the power of prayer? There's nothing the God of heaven cannot do. The things that are impossible with men, they are possible with God. Go ahead and talk to God. Be magnified. Be glorified. Be exalted. Be extolled. In the name of Jesus. Mareba kasata laba. Shetere. Shetere. Rabobo. Sakabaka santareba. Be magnified. Be glorified. In this temple. In this body. In this company. In this future. In this career. Be magnified. In the name of Jesus. Mareboko santorobo. Shetere. Shitere Raboko Sotorobo Reba Baba Baba Rakabaka Santaraba. How many understand the power in prayer? Reboko Sotoro. Present the work of your hand before the Lord. Say, Lord, be magnified. Oh, be magnified above what people have said. Be glorified above the intent of men. Be magnified. Reba Kashatareba Rebo Bobo Bobo. Your name is Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Be thou magnified.
Be thou
magnified. Tell your neighbor left and right, say good morning. You're welcome to Koza. God be magnified in your life. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a hand as you take your seat. Bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. I want to share with you from Luke 18, verse 1. Luke 18 verse 1. Then he spoke a parable to them. The story told them he wanted to establish something. That from the beginning, the design of men, the way God designed men is not to wake up and pick their phones. The way God designed men is not to wake up and talk to your neighbor or talk to your family members. The way God designed men is that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Because to faint means to lose heart. The way you are designed, no matter the problem, no matter what you've heard, is that you ought always. So he told them a story. And you can read the story after this session. How that your design is such that you always ought to pray. That's why when you always pray, you are never a prey. You sleep peacefully. Ideas come to you. Even when people are coming to visit you, you pick it in the spirit. Because your design, you can't fully function. You can't fully get results. Except not praying once in a while. Always pray. Be in that mood. Oh, I went to the market. I just came inside. Thank you, Father, for granting me peace. There's no harm on the way. Always get to your office. Tell people that I want to see you. Please give me 1 minute. Shut the door. Thank you, Father, for bringing me here. Until you send me somewhere else, I will not leave the seat. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Good morning, everybody. Please come in. Come in. Come in. Come. Don't talk to men first. Talk to God first. Because your design is such that you always pray and not faint. In Psalm 65 verse 2. Psalm 65 verse 2. All you who hear prayers. So there's someone who hears prayers. To you, all flesh will come. If you know you are breathing, everything that has breath, there's someone we go to. When doctors tell you things are not possible, when your financial analyst tells you, oh, you are likely to go down, we just give it 6 months. There will be dead bodies in Africa. There is somebody we can go to and turn things around. If you look at the YouTube right now, all prophets are saying all sorts. As if what you've seen, you can't turn it around. I'm telling you, except you don't know God. God can change his mind. God said, Isaiah was a major prophet. That book of Isaiah you're reading, there's no prophecy in the book of Isaiah that was not fulfilled. He went to Hezekiah. He heard from the Lord. And they said, Hezekiah, you're going to die. God said, I should tell you. And Hezekiah faced the wall and negotiated 15 years. And God told Isaiah, turn back. The fact that you had a dream or God showed you something does not mean you can't change it. God tells you, in 2023, I will destroy Nigeria. And you bring people together, you begin to pray. Lord, you remember the tree that the owner said, I've waited for many years, there's no fruit. Cut it down. And somebody interceded and said, give it this year. You can change things. You can turn things. We Christians can change things. You hear prayers. There's somebody that hear prayers. The way some of us pray, we don't have a revelation that someone is here. That the God we're praying to is not alive. Somebody does not have a revelation. That's why you are talking that way. You are not passionate about what you're praying about. In James 5 verse 16, if you read to 17, the Bible says the earnest prayer, earnest heartfelt prayer, the last part, because confess your trespasses to one another is not my deliberation this morning. I love the amplified version of the last part. The amplified says the earnest heartfelt continued prayer of a righteous man makes my God. So I can produce something. It makes tremendous power available. It's dynamic in this working. It's not what you think. Let's now pray. Lift up your hands. No, there's somebody that hears prayers. Our coming out early in the morning is not for fun. Do you know what God has averted? You'll be so shocked. The things the enemy planned that should have happened to you, happened to someone's family, that even though you don't need the prayer, God took your prayers. One man of God said, it seemed to me that God can do nothing except somebody prays on earth. He says, whatever you bind on earth is what heaven has to bind. Whatever you lose on earth. So somebody, he said, I saw for a man. I didn't see a man. Nobody was interceding. You hear prayers. All flesh shall come to you. I pray as you come this morning, your prayers will be answered. In Psalm 102 verse 13, a scripture you can't talk about Koza without quoting, except there's no time. You will arise and have mercy upon Zion. My God. For the time to favor, yea. I don't like yes. Yea. The set time has come. Tap your neighbor. Announce to them, it has come. Announce to them, say, it's not about men, it's about God. Say, it has come. In verse 14, the Bible says, in verse 14, your servant takes pleasure in our stones. Angels don't joke with Zion. And show favor, my God, even to our dust. What does that mean? That's a prophetic word. In verse 15, the Bible says, what I mean is that, so the nation shall fear the name of the Lord. So what God will do in your life and in my life is not based on what I do. He set me on the path of righteousness for his namesake. I love verse 16. I'm going to verse 17, actually. The Hebrew says, when, not for, when the Lord shall build up Zion. What will happen is that he will appear in the fullness of his glory. So half glory is not what we carry. You will see, if I have time to read on, this is not for those that were hearing this when David was writing it. It's for us. I say it's for us. Now, say after me, in the name of Jesus, I don't operate in half glory. I operate in the fullness of his glory. Whatever I need, wherever I turn, I see his glory. Can somebody shout amen? Now, if you said it from your heart, somebody heard that prayer. And to him shall all flesh come. When flesh come to the end of themselves, you go to somebody that comes to the beginning of himself. In verse 17, the Bible says, in that time I'm talking about, he will regard even the prayers of the destitute. My God. This is not the time that God will say, no, I'm not hearing your prayer. He will not despise their prayer. So why will I despise my own prayer? The way some of us pray, we despise our prayers. We don't think the prayers we pass the ceiling. That's how you're. You don't know you can change things. You can change things. They say storm is coming, it will destroy houses. You say, Lord, it won't happen. The first program we hold in Koza, it was an open air program, and rain was about to start. I said, Lord Jesus, you have to do something. He's the one that ordered the program, but he was waiting for me to take authority. It was when we finished the program, when we were done, when we got home, because that was what I declared that it happened. How many of you remember Maraba? It rained everywhere but that place. Because I said, Lord, I don't want to disrupt what you are about to do. But right now, we want to open a church in Maraba, and you know about it. Therefore, till we finish the program, till everybody gets home, let there be no rain. When we were doing the DPC of this building, after pouring the cement, rain started. I just went on my face. I said, Lord Jesus, the engineers told me that if rain starts, and starts 8 hours after they pour the cement, we'll lose everything. Do you know it rained at Gilmore? I'm sure you believe me. It rained at the junction. It didn't come in. Have you seen that before? You are in a supernatural church. And I prophesy to you, your prayers shall be regarded. Some people will explain it out. I'm telling you the truth. It rained at Gilmore, but it didn't rain here. What you lack in your life are things you've not prayed about. He said, you have not because you ask not. The things you are jealous about people, have you asked? You've not asked for your own.
I pray in the name of Jesus, your prayer shall be regarded. Every single thing that you are here for, God will do it for you. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. In Philippians 4:6, I quoted this scripture for my last son. He said, I never knew that verse was in the Bible. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. I'm not talking about when we started COSA, the technical team, they started spoiling equipment. When I told them, you are so, they said, but Pastor, you are the one that shared that, be careful for nothing. So we're not careful about the equipment. They quoted the scripture for me. But the Amplified Bible says, Amplified, Philippians 4:6, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. My God, don't fret or have anxiety about anything. There are some of you that will be depressed. When we investigate, you don't have money. That's why you are depressed. You tell everybody but God that can help you. You have depression because a man told you something. Maybe a doctor or a lawyer. I don't know if I've told you this before. I told a nurse. I said, have you seen a miracle before? I said, no. I said, you will see one. And he saw one. He saw one. Your belief that God is real will show when you have problems. It will show when everything is in place. Everything we are telling you every day will soon show when there's a need for it. The Bible says, let's come to the throne of grace, my God, to obtain mercy in time of need. There will be a time of need that all things will fail but God. Now, if you don't know that God, those who know they are God will be strong. That's why you're weak. He says, if you faint on the day of adversity, your strength is small. You are not strong. You pay more attention to social media. You pay attention to news than Bible. You don't know anything about God. I'm not talking about knowledge. You hear things in church, but personally, you don't know things about God. That's why you believe. He said you err because you don't know scriptures. That's why you do what you do. And I pray in the name of Jesus. From today, in the name of Jesus, you will touch the untouchable. Amen. You will see the invisible. Amen. What men say is not possible shall be possible for you. Amen. Can I have a receiving amen, somebody? Amen. I got a rush. I'm out of time. I want us to read the New Living Translation. Bible says, don't worry about anything. Do you need something clearer than that? The next time you want to be worried about something, say, Bible says, don't worry. Worry is a sin. Can I say that again? Worry is a sin. Have you written statements you worry about? How will I pay for my school fees? How will I is in the middle of sin. S-I-N. There's nothing you want to worry about. You are worrying because, not because of the problem, but because you don't have a solution. I say to him that hears prayers shall all flesh come. My God, the things that are impossible with you, and I'm not denying it. The people that told you, that's all there is in no, that's their gnosis, but there is an epinosis. Instead, what's your response? What are you supposed to do? To be quiet? No. Instead, pray about everything. So what happened was my last son and I went to a shop to check something. And I verified the things I was going to buy. And I left the place. He said, why didn't you buy that? I said, I want to pray about it. And he said to me, must you pray about this? Is the flimsy thing? Then I quoted the scripture for him. Pray about everything. Some of you enter a relationship, don't pray about them. And that's why you cry alone, because you can't hold God. You can't say, God, you told me this. Some of you say, the Holy Spirit told me, and you don't have a relationship with God. Your mind, Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is living and powerful. Sharper, not sharp, sharper. Your intelligence is sharp, but there's something sharper than two-edged sword. So if one side is blunt, one side works. It's sharper. Piercing, my God, Even, pay attention to that word, even to the dividing of soul and spirit. So your mind can want something, but it's the word of God that tells you this is spiritual. This is my mind. If you are not schooled in the word of God, you could never know. The soul and the spirit are so close. In case you don't get it, joints and marrow. Greek says bones and marrow. You can imagine how close bone and marrow, the word of God can divide and say, this is your mind. This is God speaking to you. Come and talk to me. He's a designer, my God, of thoughts and intents. He separates it, the word of God. So you can't say, the Holy Spirit told me, when you don't have it, you don't read your Bible. It's your mind. Or what you are wishing. I'm preaching better than you're responding to me. Tell your neighbor, say, I will pray. Find a new neighbor, say, new neighbor, I will pray. If you don't pray, you'll be a prey. In 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, David encouraged himself in the Lord. You know what happened? Even people that followed him, not outsiders, even people that followed him, they wept to the point they said, God must be against this man. They planned to stone him. But he went in and encouraged himself. Don't think David just told himself, David, put on strength. He prayed. When he didn't, N means inside, courage means courage. He put courage in himself in the place of prayer. When he was discouraged. Our pastor in Lawrence is the therapist, mental health therapist. You don't need them. What did I say? You don't. David did not go to a mental health therapist. He encouraged himself. He put it in himself. You don't need them. He's working for unbelievers. You don't need them. Or you go to them as icing over the cake. The main thing is, first of all, your maker. Every manufacturer has a spare part. And it's nothing. My mental health, my this. But now, you can think maybe I'm just sermonizing. But try what I'm saying. The next time you have a problem, read your Bible. In fact, Pastor Biyome, believe that you can be sick if you can read 7 chapters of the Bible in a day. If you are sick, you said, read 7 chapters. And I've tried it. There are solutions in the Bible. The Bible will not make a believer go to an unbeliever. He said, don't go to a court when you have a case with a fellow brother. It's because you are the one that will judge angels. Is the court wrong? No, we have a lot of lawyers here. The youngest son in Nigeria is from this church. But you must understand that you're not a mere man. I'm not knocking off. My daughter is reading psychology. So I'm not knocking off that stuff. But some things are not for you because you are a Christian. You will judge angels. So you don't have to like me. I'm delivering to you the counsel of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say after me, in the name of Jesus. The next problem the enemy will bring to me, I know how to deal with it. David encouraged himself. In 2 Chronicles 32, verse 20. Now because of this, King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, prayed and cried out to heaven. Some of you don't even think, you've done sciences that you think heaven does not exist. You're just coming to church. You don't really believe heaven exists. Hezekiah cried out. He had a prophet, Isaiah. They cried out to the God of heaven. They cried out to heaven. Because Sennacherib was threatening him. He spread the letter before the Lord. When you receive a dismissal letter, when you receive a letter from your landlord or caretaker, move out next month because we have increased it. What do you do? You are not on earth without hope. You have hope. You have a God. I'm telling you. You may think what I'm saying, that I don't need to pray about it. I have everything in place. There will be a day. When you have a day, you have there's Panadol. But when you have cancer, the doctor will call you inside. And you can't one day just say, I want to believe God for the healing of cancer. If not, believe God for smaller things. That's what I'm saying to you. Are you alive? I don't even know where to turn to. Everybody's looking at me strange. Maybe I will just turn to God. Because of this, King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, they prayed and cried out to God. Let's read verse 21. And the Lord sent his angels who cut down every mighty man of valor and lead and captain in the camp of king of Assyria. So he returned shamefaced to his own land. You need to read this. See how this guy was speaking in their language and threatening them. They said, speak in another language where people will not hear. He said, no! Let me speak in the language to send fear. I don't know if you're here this morning. Fear has entered your heart. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. See, that thing is not fine. Never say never to a man that knows how to win with God. You know what happened? His own children, they struck him down with sword and fled away. Normally, you kill your father if you want to sit on the throne. They ran away. Hezekiah had never seen anything like that in his life. Because the way Sennacherib threatened, you would have thought, wow, this is the end. Tap your neighbor, say, this is not the end. Come on, find a new neighbor, say, tell them this is not the end. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The power of prayer shall work for you. I said, the power of prayer shall work for you. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 34 verse 5 says, we looked up to him. Psalm 34 verse 5. We looked to him and we were what? We were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed. Verse 6. The Bible says in verse 6, Psalm 34, this poor man cried out. How did he look unto him? We cry out. Have you heard when they said poor him? It doesn't mean you don't have money. In that circumstance, you can't control it. He cried out when his strength failed. He cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard him. Say, today, the Lord will hear me. And saved him out of how many troubles? All his troubles. Why are you quiet? Why do you talk to men? Talk to people, but God, what you're dealing with. Tap your neighbor, say, I will pray. Find a new neighbor, say, I will pray today. See, you will never die if you lock your door and say, I will not come out until 1 hour's time. I will not come out. I will not come out. That person was just singing praises. Sing, if is the song that you know. Sing. Sing. You will not sing for more than 10 minutes when God will give you a prayer point. Guess what? If you don't have any prayer point, he will tell you to pray for me. Write it down. Whether I will not tell you. He will tell you to pray for me. Real ba-ba-ba-ba. Kasata. That those words may be meaningless. But how be it in the spirit? You speak mysteries. 1 Corinthians 14. If you read verse 2 and verse 4. You speak mysteries. Mysterion in the spirit. Masetere baba. Meaningless. But you speak. You don't talk to men. They don't have to understand you. This is not interpretation of tongues we're talking about. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says, pray without ceasing. My God, you can pray without ceasing. Every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, thank you, Jesus. I've taught you. Musika lide. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I can't greet you without telling you the Lord is your strength. Don't weigh things by your strength. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to pray. Rah, bah, bah, bah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I went for an event. I won't mention names, but you know them. People that I love so much. I greeted one of them. Oh, somebody that has the most important voice in my life. He said to me,
enter Dhaka.
We were myself, the host, the wife, and this man. We were four in the car. The driver, I'm telling you a true story. Those who went with me are here. The driver headed into the ditch. What's my own? God forbid I die. But if I die with these people, I'm okay. Sincerely speaking. You know, I was in a plane one day. I was beside a minister. And the pilot said he's never seen this before in his life. That the plane will get to a pocket, the plane will twist twice. And please brace up for this. My wife was there. I slept off. I said, I can't be beside this person. And I will die like that. You know, the thing didn't happen. I didn't even know it didn't happen. I slept off. So, the story I was telling you, I was inside a bus. The person was heading towards the ditch. You know what my master mentor said?
Relax, everybody. Driver, don't worry. Just press the brake.
It was never perturbed. I came down for about that sprinter bus. I said to myself, I thought I knew God. In the middle, facing death, he said, no, it's okay. No, relax. That was his word, relax. And the car just stopped. It just turned. Me, I wasn't perturbed. I just said to myself, if you enter the ditch with these people, I'm fine. With all the grace. Do you know how David reacted when Saul died? He said, the mighty fool. How can Saul die? Like, as though he wasn't anointed. That was an anointed man saying that. Because he knew what came upon him when he was anointed. I pray for you. David said, now I know the Lord saves the anointed. I pray that you will see God's hand upon your life. The power of prayer shall work for you. Go ahead and pray. That thing that looks impossible, present it to God. Are you still murmuring or praying? Are you still praying with strength? Do you still have a heartfelt, continued prayer? Are you still making power available? Men ought always. Some of you are here because they forced you to be here. Maybe your landlord, maybe someone you're staying with, encourage you to come. Men always, they ought by the design, they're supposed to pray. You are not part of the destitute, but God will regard the prayers of the destitute. This is written for generations to come. Verse 18. Psalm 102. Mariba kasantara baba. This is written for generations to come. This is written for generations to come. That the people yet to be created, the born again Christian, shall praise the Lord. You are not part of the destitute, but God will even regard the prayers of the destitute. Go ahead and pray. That thing that looks impossible. When men come to the end of themselves, that's when God comes to the beginning of himself. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead. What is that thing that when God does that thing, you will know that this is God. Present it before God. You are at home, present it before God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Some people teach about prayers and they don't have time to pray. I've not taught that you should pray in this church alone or in this program alone. Pray without ceasing throughout the day. Every minute, every time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just under your breath. You don't have to pray for people to hear. under your breath, pray, and your life will remain the same.
Amen.
And your life will remain the same.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Psalm 55 verse 22. Let me stop here. I wanted to say some things to you, but I don't have the time. Maybe I will say it tomorrow. Say, cast on the Lord your burden. What is that thing that is burdening you? I'm bothering you. Cast it on the Lord. Peter says it this way in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 and 7. He said, let the Lord have you all your worries, for you are his personal charge. I love the version that says, God is thinking about you watchfully and affectionately. I think it's amplified. Say, God is thinking about you watchfully and affectionately. 1 Peter 5, 7. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him. For he cares for you affectionately and watchfully. God is watching. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro to show himself mighty. My God. How dare you? The next time you have a trouble, you are cringing like you don't have a God. There's some things you do. It's not what you do. It's not the result that matters, but you belittle God. You belittle God. You belittle God. The Bible says in Psalm 55 verse 22, say, cast all your burdens upon the Lord and he shall sustain you. My God. He may not take it away, but you will pass through the fire unburnt. There will be no smell of fire on you. He shall never permit, my God, the righteous to me. It does not allow Akato to diminish. If they lie, let them do bundu bundu to you. Let them do anything. You can suffer loss for a while. It will never allow the righteous to be moved. Give thanks on the scripture. Psalm 55 verse 22. Give thanks. Oh, what a wonderful time to be alive. Give thanks. Give thanks.